It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Baxter Regional Medical Center, The Locker Room, Arvest Bank, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Knox Orthopedics, DQ, Integrity First Bank, The Salvation Army, Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, and North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. Now live with the State Farm agent James Boya pregame show, here is the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
Thanks, Matt. Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to, as Bob says, picturesque Scott Field here in Little Rock as the Bombers get set to take on Little Rock Hall this evening. Mountain Home comes in with a record of 0-7 on the campaign, 0-4 in the 6A East. Little Rock Hall, 1-6. They also are 0-4 in conference play. One of these teams will get their first conference victory of the season here this evening and mathematically stay alive in the playoff picture. The loser will be eliminated from playoff contention here this evening. A beautiful night for football. It's hard to believe. It's week 8. And folks are still here in shorts. It's just unheard of. But it is a nice night for football, and we'll see if the Bombers can get that first win of the season here this evening. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the matchup here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the player of the game during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's player of the game is Riley Peters. Riley plays both linebacker and running back for the Bombers. This past week, he had 12 tackles, including a whopping 7 solo tackles. Riley Peters, the player of the game against Marion, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent, Highway 62 east in Mountain Home.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
Ulta Beauty's gorgeous hair event is every girl's way to good hair days. What's your idea of a good hair day?
Having an I want to run into everyone I know hair day.
When it's a must post a pic of my hair day.
I'm making plans just because my hair looks great day.
Now's the time to get daily beauty steals of up to 50% off brands like Redken, Living Proof, Pureology, and Drybar. With over 60 hair care brands to explore, it's easy to get gorgeous hair you'll want to show off every day. Hurry, the gorgeous hair event ends October 21st. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in one place.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Scott Field as the Bombers get set to take on the Warriors of Hall High School, about 18 minutes away from kickoff. Joining me again for the broadcast, as always, is, well, except for a couple weeks ago when he took a week off, is Bob Bird. You've always described this as picturesque Scott Field. This, I was looking, this was built in 1968. Unfortunately, it hasn't been kept up. At one time, this was a nice facility, and it could be with a little TLC.
Well, at one time, it was the premier track and field place in the state of Arkansas. You can see the steeplechase water pits that they got at the end.
Right.
It was one of the best places, and I hate to admit it, I saw it back in the 70s, and it was a beautiful place at that point in time. The field as late as 15 years ago was in good shape. Now they've let it go, and there's some dead spots in it, and you're right, it just needs some TLC and, you know, the facilities, the press box and concession stand and stuff like that are still not in good shape, but they're, you know, they just need some help.
They do. New head coach here at Hall this year, Kipchoge Van Hoos. He's in his first year. He spent 3 years as a head coach of a semi-pro team up in Kansas City. the Kansas City Chaos. He was an offensive coordinator at several Kansas City area high schools. He played quarterback at Watson Chapel, played 4 years at UCA. And they got some pretty good players. A couple of young men have a chance to play some college ball, Bob.
Well, they've got some wide receivers and defensive backs. You know, those players normally transition from one place to the other. And Chadea Sanders and Malik Goggins. And as we're going to see tonight, they're going to spread the field, and they're going to try to get the ball in these guys' hands and just try to make them play, make plays. And, you know, he was very open up front with you in an interview about their offensive and defensive fronts not being the best in the world. And, you know, he thinks that getting the ball in those players' hands, and that's what you have to do. You have to get it in the playmakers' hands and give them a chance to make plays.
This is a program that, boy, he's really got his hands full trying to turn around. They went 2-8 last year. Now, they won their first two games last year. Before that, they had lost 47 straight. They were winless in 2012, 13, 14, and 15. In fact, Bob, this is hard to believe, they've only won 24 games in the last 16 years.
That is hard to believe because, once again, I keep referring back to the good old days, and basically Little Rock Hall was a power in the state of Arkansas. Them in Central, the Thanksgiving Day game they played was a premier event. You know, and it's hard to have consistency when you have coaching change. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they've had – 7 or 8 different head coaches in the last 10 years.
Yep.
And they just don't seem to stay very long. And even this coach wasn't hired until late in the summer.
That's right. Yeah,
so he hadn't been here very long either.
No.
Similar to what we went through this year.
He moved down from Kansas City. His wife teaches at UCA. And he was actually hired as an assistant at Little Rock Central. And then Coach Scarborough resigned, and this came open, and he was able to get this job. So we'll see what happens. A very athletic ball club. And the Bombers, we talked about their playmakers, Bob. Mount Holmes going to have to tackle well tonight. That's going to be one of the keys to this one. The Bombers will have to try to stop the playmakers that Hall has here this evening. And that'll be if they can keep them in check, then offense, I think we all pretty well agree, defensively, Hall is not the best. He's giving up 44 points per game. We'll take a break. Matt's going to check games around the state for some interesting matchups, as always, tonight. He's got our studio report coming up when we continue. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm Agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Game during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Game is Riley Peters. Riley plays both linebacker and running back for the Bombers. This past week, he had 12 tackles, including a whopping 7 solo tackles. Riley Peters, the Player of the Game against Marion, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm Agent, Highway 62 east in Mountain Home.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
More than 75 years ago, electric cooperatives were formed to bring power to rural Arkansas. Neighbors came together to build electric lines and grow communities. Over the years, we've created an electricity network that provides reliable and affordable power to over 1 million Arkansans. We live and work in the communities we serve. At homes, businesses, and schools, we work to brighten the future of our communities. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
And we welcome you back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. This, again, brought to you by State Farm Agent James Boyette, whose office strives to assist their customers in managing the risks of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. Matt Sharp joining you with our First Class Kits 101.7 studio report of the night as the Mountain Home getting ready to take on Little Rock Hall again. Both teams looking for their first victory in the 6A East. Mountain Home looking for their first win overall in the season as they come into the game 0-7, Hall 1-6 overall. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight in the 6A East. Searcy is hosting Jonesboro this evening. West Memphis, who is ranked 6th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, is at home against Jacksonville. And Pine Bluff, who is ranked 9th in the state overall, 3rd in 6A, is at Marion tonight. On the local level, Yelville Summit playing at Mountain View this evening. Both teams come into this game at 2-5 overall, 2-2 in the 3A1. So this can be a very big game, especially if it comes to seeding in the upcoming Class 3A state playoffs. Salem at home against Mark Tree this evening. Melbourne is at home against Elkins. Marshall is at Clinton by this evening. The Yellow Jackets come into that game ranked 4th in Class 3A, they have not lost yet this year. Harrison hosting Alma, coming off their homecoming loss last week to Greenbrier. And in Missouri, it looks like the postseason is getting underway this evening as this is the start of district play. West Plains is at home against Bolivar tonight. Hollister is at Cassville. Branson is hosting Springfield Central. And Ava is at home against Diamond. The Bears are coming to their contest, finishing the regular season unbeaten and as the top seed in their district. In the Arkansas Associated Press overall top 10 games that we haven't yet got to, number one, Bryant is at Cabot this evening. Second-ranked North Little Rock is hosting Fort Smith Northside. Number three, Bentonville West is entertaining Rogers Heritage. Number four, Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, is playing at Benton this evening. The Panthers ranked 5th in Class 6A. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, is in at Little Rock Parkview tonight. Number seven, Bentonville, is at Rogers. Eighth-ranked Conway entertains Little Rock Central. And number 10, El Dorado, who is also ranked number four in Class 6A, is hosting Asylum Springs this evening. We've already gone through all the Class 6A top five games, so we'll go on down to the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet got to. Number two, Little Rock Christian is at 4th-ranked Little Rock McClellan this evening. Number 3, Nelton, has made the trip to Forest City, and 5th-ranked Wynn is hosting Paragould, the Yellow Jackets looking to bounce back from last week's loss to Batesville. Class 4A top 5, number 1, Joe T. Robinson, hosts Bauxite tonight. Number 2, P. Ridge, is at Berryville. 3rd-ranked Warren is hosting Monticello. Number 4, Prairie Grove, is at home against Gentry. Arkadelphia, who is currently tied for 5th, is hosting Ashdown tonight. And Southside Batesville is tied with Arkadelphia for that number 5 ranking, as they will be playing at Heber Springs tonight. In the Class 3A top 5, number 1 Junction City is at Smackover. 2nd-ranked Charleston entertains Atkins. Number 3 Mayflower is at home against Cedar Ridge. Number 4 Clinton is at again at home against Marshall. And number 5 Glen Rose is hosting Centerpoint. And in the Class 2A top 5, number 1 Mount Ida is at Dirk. 2nd-ranked Ryzen is in Camden to take on Harmony Grove. Number 3 Earl is in Cherry Valley to face Cross County. Number 4 Danville actually has this week off. And number 5 Conway Christian is at home against Cutter Morning Star. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Little Rock Hall tonight from Leroy Scott Stadium. You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyett pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Admit it. You visit DQ on a regular basis because of their incredible hot and cold treats, right? Well, now you can get rewarded for your visits with the DQ Repeat Treat Card. Once you fill up your card with purchases of items like smoothies, burgers, chicken strips, and more, you'll receive delicious free goodies. Repeat treats. It doesn't get much better than that. Stop by DQ in Mountain Home and fill up your cards. DQ. Fan food, not fast food.
Bank on snappier deposits with Integrity First Bank. We love when your errands bring you by us at any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but let's face it, some days it's just tough getting everything done. But don't worry, that's when you can count on Integrity First Bank's mobile deposit service. Just snap a picture with your Apple or Android device and deposit checks directly into your account. You can even get same-day posting when it's received during business hours. Bank on Integrity First Bank and make mobile deposits a snap. Member FDIC.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Now back to the State Farm Agent James Boyett pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're back in Little Rock at Scott Field, the home of the Hall Warriors. The Bombers getting ready to take the field. The teams continuing their warm-ups. And, Bob, before we went to break, before Matt did a studio report, talking about the importance of tackling tonight. We got so many athletes on the opposite side of the field that can make plays, and you got to make sure you can keep them in check and get them back in the huddle.
Well, you know, so what we talked about last week, it's yards after the catch and what they're worried about lots of times is, you know, when you got great athletes catching the ball, ones with speed and quickness, you have to be sure tacklers, and you can't be great tacklers, but sure tacklers to hit and hold on until somebody else gets there, and you have to limit that yardage after they catch it. You know, if they show a short, quick passing game, it's awful hard to rush the pass, so you either rush him or you defend the pass, and it's awful hard to get a rush on a somebody out of the shotgun that throws quick, and they're going to throw it quick and use the jet sweeps and things like that to try to get wide. And well, you just have to be disciplined and be good tacklers. Don't let them cross your face, pin them to the outside, and use the sidelines and wait till people get there.
Offensively for Mountain Home, this is a Hall team that gives up 44 points per game. And I know Coach Maddox, we heard of him earlier tonight on the show, feels pretty confident they can move the ball tonight.
Just watching pregame warm-up, just, you know, watching pregame warm-ups, that, you know, in order to stop an option team, you have to be very disciplined. I don't think they're going to be very disciplined. I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't score 45 or more points tonight. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't think they'll be able to stop the fullback very much. And the quarterback, I think Isaac may have a big night.
I agree. We will take a break, come back, and get this one started in just a moment. The Bombers and the Hall Warriors next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults often suffer from other symptoms such as agitation, paranoia, hallucinations, or dangerous behaviors. These can be even more problematic. Thankfully, help is available. I'm Dr. Tom Foster, a board-certified geriatric psychiatrist, and I run the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home. Call us today to see if we can help you or your loved one. 870-508-6400 or visit our website, hensleybehavioralhealth.com.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASU MH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASU MH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.